following is a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.
Good morning. Welcome to Emmanuel Covenant Church. My name is Eric Hedberg, and I have the joy and the privilege of being the pastor here at Emmanuel. And it's good to be here worshiping this morning, and it's good to be together again for many of us. Because Friday night and Saturday, we were here participating in our Appreciative Inquiry Summit that has been known in our Emmanuel language for the last few months as Breakthrough. And I'd be lying if I said that this was an easy sermon for me to write. And I knew going into this week that I wasn't going to be able to write my sermon. I didn't really want to write my sermon until after yesterday finished. And you know now, from now you're sitting there wondering, well, does Eric just wait until late Saturday night or early Sunday morning every week to write a sermon? And no, that's not usually the case. This one was planned that way. Last week was the one that was a little bit abnormal. But I wanted to wait because I wanted to see what would happen. I knew that this would be a weekend that I couldn't fully anticipate. I knew that this would be a weekend where things happened and things were experienced that I wasn't going to be able to fully plan for, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but had to wait and see what it is God was going to do over the course of the weekend. And then I started, you know, I got home, sat down, had some dinner, watched some Downton Abbey, and tried to come up with the perfect thing to say. And then I remembered that just the night before, I had talked about how important it is not to worry about being perfect. Now that you don't have to be perfect, you can be good. So I thought it would be pretty important for me to change my own way of thinking. So I don't intend to recap our 8+ hours of Breakthrough, but I do want to celebrate the work and the energy that was put into this weekend, and as well as kind of acknowledge and talk a little bit about the steps that we have set before us that we have already rallied around as a church family. So we'll get to recap some, but we'll also look at the 6 statements that were identified for us to pursue as a church family. But before we do that, I want to share a word from Proverbs with us this morning. So you can feel free to open up your Bibles to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, verses 1 through 4a. If you don't have a Bible and would like one of our ushers would be happy to bring you one if you raise your hand. So let me pray for us this morning, and we can look at this word. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this morning to worship you, to acknowledge and to celebrate what you are doing in our midst, and how we have been called to be a part of that. Lord, as we read from your word, speak to us this morning. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're in this kind of middle 2-week period since we finished our shift series, and in just a week or two, we'll get to Christ the King Sunday and then Advent leading into Christmas. And so as I sat down earlier this week, praying and reading and studying and focusing on finding a text for today's sermon, it's funny to say this because, you know, I wrote that that's what I was doing, but I was also on Facebook. So, you know, prayerfully studying and reading, and then I was on Facebook. And as I alluded to a little bit on Friday night, that like that's the world of technology that we live in, that we have the ability to share and to have shared with us different kinds of devotions and inspirational thoughts and scripture. Right, so we can have scripture shared with us all the time through these different types of social media outlets. And a friend of mine and Erica's posted, without any other description or explanation, the words from Proverbs 16, verse 3. And as Keith Carpenter, our facilitator from this weekend, talked about yesterday, it was one of those moments when the words just jumped off the page, or in this case, the screen at me. These words that said, "Here you go, Eric, here is a reminder for you and for Emmanuel as you begin this breakthrough journey." Proverbs 16, 1 through 4a. "To humans belong the plans of the heart. From the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end." It was these words, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." These were the words that jumped off the screen at me. And it's not hard to recognize why. They jumped off the screen at me because I know that they are words that I needed to have in my mind and on my heart and in front of me leading up to the breakthrough event. And I know that I will need to have them in front of me, and we will need to have these words in front of us always as we move forward from this breakthrough event. The other thing was that these words were an affirmation of the ways in which breakthrough had been already committed to the Lord. An affirmation of the hours and hours of prayer that took place for weeks and months, for our concerted prayer effort we engaged in as a church family, even over the last week, praying together in our various locations from the Jesus Creed and the Lord's Prayer. And these words are also a reminder that that effort cannot stop. If any of what we did Friday and Saturday at Breakthrough will be to take form, it is by God's hand. It is through the movement of the Holy Spirit that it'll happen. It all has to be committed over and over and over again to God. And I wholeheartedly believe that the beauty and the power of Breakthrough this weekend was a result of that intentional prayer that had been poured into it. I believe that we witnessed a movement of the Holy Spirit that we had been asking for, that we were trusting God would happen. And so because I get the mic, and this is my time each Sunday, I'm going to share a little bit with you of what I experienced this weekend. Friday night, I experienced a time of storytelling, a beautiful time of storytelling. And there were stories, many of them, that were related directly to ministries at Emmanuel. And there were other stories that had a more tangential relationship to ministries at Emmanuel. But all were incredible ways of hearing the impact that Emmanuel has had on the lives of so many. If you haven't heard Joan Hansel talk about being peer pressured by Jerry Teedy to jump off a ferry for money, then you need to ask her about it. If you haven't heard Ellie talk about her memory of some particularly unruly sheep during a Christmas play years ago, you need to ask her about that. If you haven't heard Kevin or Holly talk about the incredible ways that our founding pastor, Pastor Albert, poured into them as they walked towards marriage, you need to ask them about it. I shared with my table, and I've mentioned this before, the incredibly warm welcome, the story of warm welcome that my mother-in-law received when she came up to dog sit for Posey when Erica and I were at Chick. There are some incredible stories and memories that are a part of this church, and some of them go back years, and some of them go back months, some of them go back just days. So Friday night for me was a really life-giving night. It was wonderful to laugh and to smile and to remember together the impact that this church has had on our lives. Whether we've been a part of Emmanuel for weeks or for years or for decades. You know full well that I love stories. That I love stories as illustrations for truths about God. And that I love stories as ways to connect with other people. Because I believe that stories move us. I know that stories connect us, and I know that stories engage us. And so I look forward to hearing and sharing more stories as a church family, and then to welcoming new names and faces into these stories. And through those stories, we learned and we remembered a lot about who we are as a church, about what makes Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Well, Friday was about stories, about kind of this discovering what our strengths are as a church. Yesterday, Saturday, was more focused on the need to shift towards the future, on building upon those strengths and innovating. So we spent a lot of time dreaming, and dreaming together, dreaming about what Emmanuel might look like in 5 years. And from that, we boiled that down to a number of different vision statements. And those statements started with the phrase, Emmanuel Evangelical Covenant Church is committed to... dot, dot, dot. And so there was a ton of sharing. There continued to be laughing. And what I experienced was a deep sense of trying to listen to one another and trying to understand the words and the heart of each of these statements so that they were true to where we felt God leading. And from there, as a whole group, we pared everything down again, identifying 6 specific strategic initiatives, which sound like big technical words, 6 things that we're going to commit to as a church together in the next 5 years. So here's what those 6 initiatives are. Recognize and serve our changing community with a focus on immigrants, moms and tots, and low-income families. Develop intergenerational relationships. Involve children and youth in all aspects of the church's mission and activities. Adopt a refugee family, potentially from Syria, and aid them in housing, teaching, advocacy, funding, etc. Broaden the worship service, including more contemporary music and forms of worship. Establish an external meeting space, a coffee shop type venue, for workshops, for classes, for other opportunities. And raise our profile in the community, our online presence, signage, interior signage, etc., etc. And so then we had groups gather and begin to put some ideas of the how and the who and the other types of questions that needed to be asked as we move forward with each of these initiatives. So these are the things that you are going to be hearing a lot about in the coming days and months and years. Our vitality team and our church council will be tasked with sitting down in the next days, weeks, whenever we can get together a group of 16 people. Yep. Those chuckling know how difficult that can be. But to begin prioritizing and begin developing a timeline for these initiatives. And so the language of these initiatives may change slightly, but not the content or the focus. And my commitment to you is that our whole church knows about what is going on with these consistently. This wasn't something that was developed only by our council and is only going to be worked on by our council. This is something that was developed by our whole church. And so the whole church needs to know where we are in this so that we can talk about it and celebrate it and be on board with what we're doing together. So my commitment is that you are kept up to date on a regular basis where we are on each of these. You know, I maybe would have been able to pick out 1 or 2 of these. If you had asked me on Monday or Tuesday, maybe would have been able to pick out 1 or 2 of these things that would have popped up. And I wouldn't have been even sold that they would have been voted on as one of the 6, but things that would have been at least in conversation. But really only 1 or 2. There's a lot here that's really surprising and a lot that is really exciting. For me, these initiatives are really exciting. They get at the heart of the Great Commission, and they get at the heart of the greatest commandment. These initiatives give us as a whole church body things to be working towards together. One of the questions that was in those interviews was, when was Emmanuel Covenant at its best? And a lot of the answers in that had to do with when the church was working on a project together. Whether that was the building project, whether that was the beginning of a church, whether that was an anniversary celebration. But largely, those were the times when people felt best about Emmanuel Covenant Church. And that's what these give us now. These give us opportunities to be working together and to be moving together, and wonderful ways to scoop other people along on the way so that they can be on board with these initiatives and with these projects, with these different ways of serving our community. The other piece that really stood out to me was that the vast majority of these are not focused on us. And that I would have guessed on Monday. That I would have expected on Monday was that our initiatives would not have been focused on us as a church family. And I'm really excited that that's the case. These initiatives are focused outside of our body. They're focused in the community. They're focused on being the hands and the feet of Jesus to one another, yes, but to the community. And sharing Jesus' love, welcoming people into relationship with Jesus in a myriad of ways. So I'm excited. I'm excited to work on these initiatives together. I'm actually really excited to share these initiatives when I talk with other pastors. Like, I'm really proud of our church and what we did. Like, really proud. There's... like, if I hadn't had to sit down and write a sermon last night, I probably would have gotten on the phone and called my dad and celebrated with my dad about these things, because he would have got it right away, you know? Like, that's the really neat part about having a dad who's a pastor. He would have been so excited for us. And I'm so excited, you know, like, midwinter's a long time away, but, you know, when I go to Chicago to gather with other pastors to be able to share... look, these are the things that my church has decided are the priorities for us in the next 5 years. They'll be like, oh man, can we come to your church? Like, those are our priorities too. Those sound awesome. I'm really proud of the work that went in. I'm proud of the work that went in leading up to it. I'm proud of the work that went in the days of. I'm proud of the ways that we connected with Green Timbers, even with just a couple of couples from Green Timbers, but because they felt like this was something that was so valuable for them, they wanted to come down and bless us with their time so that we could be a part of what was going on. I'm proud of the creativity that was here. I'm proud of the energy that was put in. I know we were exhausted at the end of Saturday, but that's because a lot was poured in to both days. I'm proud of the commitment to prayer, and I'm proud most of all that these are initiatives that allow us, force us even, to be the hands and feet of Jesus to each other and to our community. But the reminder remains, this isn't done. This isn't a one-and-done type thing. This isn't a, great, we have a bunch of ideas that we've put on paper and we can file those away and we've done our duty. This weekend was a beginning. It was a starting block. The race is beginning now, and it's certainly not a sprint. None of this happens without that overwhelming commitment to prayer that was poured into this. We need an overwhelming commitment to prayer throughout everything we're doing, and a constant acknowledgement that this all has to be committed to God. As soon as any one of these becomes about us, we've failed. Every single one of these is about God and what God is going to do. We trust that these initiatives have come from the Lord, and that as we commit these initiatives to Him, we will see and experience all that God can and will do in and through us. Man, I sure think that this is an exciting time to be a part of Emmanuel Covenant Church. Holy Lord, what a weekend. What a time of fun and laughter and fellowship. What a time of listening and discerning. God, we thank you for that time. We thank you for the opportunity to hear from you. Lord, we commit these initiatives to you. We commit our ideas and our dreams to you. We ask and we trust that you will establish our plans. We trust that as we grow in relationship with your Son, Jesus, and as we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, that you will guide us, Lord. And Lord, we are excited. We are excited for what you will do in us and through us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.